Welcome to Help and Hope, a podcast of CCEF.
Thanks for joining us again this week on Help and Hope. My name is Andrew Ray, and I am joined by
Cecilia Bernhardt
and Winston Smith.
And Cecilia, this is your second time with us.
Yes.
And but you've been at CCEF a long time. And I don't mean to say long as in a lot of O's, but tell me what you do at CCEF.
I'm the director for counseling services at CCEF, so I oversee the counseling department, and I get to work directly with the counselors.
And you don't hate your job, do you?
I love my job.
Why? What do you love about it?
It's a wonderful opportunity to get to see people's lives changed by the gospel and to work with, to enable counselors to do that well and to give them the support and the encouragement they need to see the Spirit work at work in their lives in order to pass that on.
Hmm. Winston, how are you doing?
Good, man. How are you doing?
Good, good. You look good. You look like you got a little sun.
I did?
Yeah.
I don't think
No? Okay, you haven't been outside? Just your complexion.
Just my healthy, rosy glow.
This week, we're going to talk about using secular resources in counseling. We got a question that goes like this. How should biblical counselors view and use material from a different perspective, you know, either in secular psychologies or from differing Christian counseling perspectives?
Well, I think we have to keep a couple of things in mind. One is I think we need to appreciate that secular theorists and counselors are often very thoughtful people who spent a lot of time thinking about problems and observing people, interacting with people. I think we need to respect their ability to observe important things. So we need to bring a healthy respect to our interactions with them. On the other hand, we have to always keep in mind that there are no truly neutral observers out there. Everybody brings their own biases to counseling. And so we want to try to appreciate their observations and at the very same time be sensitive to the fact that they're not just sharing observations with us. They're sharing their interpretations with us. Mm-hmm. So we need to, as best we can, sort of thoughtfully tease those things apart. So that would be one thing to keep in mind.
Hmm. Yeah, I would agree with that completely. And I would say when considering these theories, we always want to be aware of why the question is coming up. Usually it's because someone has been impacted by either a secular theory or counselor or a Christian counselor. Mm-hmm. And so we want to listen. We want to hear the person's interaction with the theory. Mm-hmm. Why are they interested in this? What did they hear that really grabbed them? Then we want to help them to step back and understand that any real point of contact is borrowed capital from scriptural truth. And we want to help them to reframe that and to be able to approach it from scripture. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sometimes I think of it this way. To the extent that a secular practice or theory seems to help somebody, I want to understand why that is, and if I can, try to locate what I think of as the active ingredient in that. And is there some way in which this secular theory is trying to approximate kind of the effects of the gospel? Hmm. And one example I like to use in class is often Carl Rogers' approach of sort of reflective listening, unconditional positive regard. Now, Carl Rogers isn't incredibly relevant or current these days. Of course, I mean, what he said is relevant, but he's not kind of a hot topic anymore. But people often can appreciate how someone like Carl Rogers notices that when you listen really carefully to somebody and you treat them with respect, like they're a valuable person, they actually change and grow. Mm. I don't think you don't need a sort of a secular humanistic theory to support that, right? I mean, Scripture would give us lots of reasons to see why that would be helpful. Scripture calls us to honor people as God's image bearers, as brothers and sisters in Christ. Scripture tells us how important understanding is, and that part of communicating love is communicating understanding. So that would be an example where locating the active ingredients isn't hard, but that's sort of an example of how I think we ought to be thinking about it.
Mm. Yeah. One other area I think that secular theory and other Christian theories can help is when there's a specific topic that has been researched. For example, I was counseling a child with OCD, and reading up on the OCD, which is obsessive compulsive disorder, that really helped a lot to understand 1,000 people who have struggled with this particular disorder have experienced these particular symptoms, and this is their experience with the struggle, this is their experience with life. That helped a lot in approaching that family and helping them to think through the issues that were involved. Mm-hmm. And again, to be able to take steps toward reframing things in a more biblical concept of what does this mean for this family.
Mm-hmm. You two make it sound so simple. So help me for a second. Why this question? Because we hear this question a lot, right? How do we incorporate these things? Why is the question out there so often if what you're saying is there are things to see, there are things to observe, and then where are the biblical principles? Mm-hmm. Why is that hard to do? Is that why we hear this question so often?
I think the reason is, I mean, my own experience is, you can have a very deep, profound understanding and appreciation of biblical themes and the gospel, and yet it takes an incredible amount of wisdom to know how to meaningfully translate that into the details of your life and other people's lives. Mm-hmm. And I think sometimes you're doing ministry, and the person in front of you is profoundly struggling and hurting, and you want to bring relief as quickly and wisely as possible. So you're looking for resources, and and when you can't find a brother or sister in Christ who can help you do that, you go to the bookshelf and you look for other people, even unbelievers who've thought about these things.
Yeah, and I would say, Andrew, also, I think sometimes we deal with these issues from a professional level in some senses, and sometimes there can be a reactionist black and white approach to them. Okay, all secular theory is bad, or all theory that I don't agree with is bad. And we really want to resist that. We want to say, okay, again, what is it in this theory that a person really connects with? And their suffering, we want to help alleviate their suffering. What grabbed them? What can we come alongside and help them to understand better? And how can we help them without alienating the theory that did help them, or the counselor that did help them, that legitimately helped them in their past?
Yeah, because if we say that's, you know, what you learned is wrong, it's trash, let's back up and relearn it, that is going to potentially require that you also back up trash and any growth that has happened, which the Lord may have used other ways to get them closer to the gospel, though they didn't know it, could be a problem. So we want to use all the resources that God gives us.
Yes, and it's just part of the bigger picture of understanding who the person is, who is sitting right in front of you, and taking the time to get to know them and listen to them, understanding their comprehension of secular theories or other Christian theories is part of that picture, just like I want to understand what church they're going to, what are they learning from the pulpit, and what their family background is.
Mm-hmm. So back to the Rogerian theory of listening well.
Yeah.
Which scripture is all over us about, right?
Yeah. And I think, too, even constructively disagreeing with secular theories is also sharpening and helpful. I mean, when you look at the development of the church's doctrine over the last couple thousand years, it's often in response to something heretical that the church comes out with its positive statement about something. And so sometimes I find myself reading things that I radically, vigorously disagree with, and it sends me back to Scripture kind of with fresh eyes, looking for the right perspective to engage what they're saying.
Hmm.
So I think if you do it wisely, and in community of believers, it can be a really constructive thing.
engaging the material, secular material, grounded in Scripture, like you said, and why, and in community, wisely.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Thanks for coming in.
Sure. Thanks. Sure.
Thank you for joining us. For more information about CCEF and its resources, visit us on the web at ccef.org.